Let me tell you the story of a line that was held, and many men and women whose courage we know well, as they held the line at Peekskill on that long September day. We will hold the line forever till the people have their way.
My name is Howard Fast. I'm here to tell you the story of Peekskill. You see, there were actually two Peekskills, two concerts, two fascist attacks, and I was at both. You won't get the true story from the daily press or the radio, so we're putting it on record for you now. Here are the facts.
You are invited to a summer concert with Paul Robeson, Pete Seeger, Hope Foy, Joan Schlesinger, and George Walker, presented by People's Artists, for the benefit of the Harlem chapter of the Civil Rights Congress, Sunday, August 27th, 1949, at the Lakeland Picnic Grove, Peekskill, New York.
More facts. The Klan elements in Westchester County threatened violence. Police protection was asked. Four deputies showed up to watch 700 so-called veterans attack the early picnickers. These 700 hoodlums closed the only exits, and for 3 hours, they were kept from killing the women and children by a brave group of 39 men and boys, Negro and white. Before the police came, the mob had smashed the rented chairs and burned our music, while they shouted anti-Negro and anti-Semitic epithets and boasted that they would finish Hitler's job.
Hold the line.
My name is Freddie Hellerman, People's Artists. I want to tell you how the entire nation was aroused by the Peekskill outrage. The Westchester Committee for Law and Order invited People's Artists to return to Peekskill and have their concert. Well, we did go back on September 4th. It was Labor Day, and we went back 25,000 strong. While 4,000 trade unionists, most of them real veterans, formed a protective guard, we held our concert with Paul Robeson and Pete Seeger and Hope Foy, Lee Hambrough, George Allen, and Joan Schlesinger, and it was a beautiful day, a fine performance, and a victory for all Americans.
Instead of crying, we must keep fighting until we're tired, and old man River, he'll just keep rolling.
That's the sound of fascism. Not in Germany, but here in America. Remember it.
This is Pete Seeger. I was there, too. There were 900 police, deputies, and state troopers at Peekskill. They allowed the mob to form along a four-mile line of road and directed all traffic down this only exit and then stood by watching while the hoodlums threw rocks through the windows of cars and buses. Heads were bashed in, eyes were cut by flying glass. Cars were overturned and the people in them dragged out and beaten. And the police stood by and laughed. Hoodlum gangs went on a night-long reign of terror all through Westchester County, clear down to 210th Street and Broadway. Then the police moved. They moved into the picnic grounds to beat up the trade union guards.
Over 160 wounded were reported at hospitals. One trade unionist, for example, had his nose pulverized, his skull fractured, and lost the sight of one eye permanently. Protests have been pouring into Dewey from all over the country. District Attorney Finelli reported to Governor Dewey.
Police should be commended for their excellent work.
And Governor Dewey said to Mr. Finelli,
the police did an excellent job. The communists provoked this. You investigate the riot, Mr. Finelli.
But at a great mass meeting to protest Peekskill, Paul Robeson gave our answer.
These Klan-inspired and police-condoned hoodlums cannot stop the song of freedom in America. We are going on singing and presenting our concerts in every corner of America. Let's fight together.
All across the nation, we are telling you this tale. You can marvel at the concert and know we have not failed. We shed our blood at Peekskill and suffered many a pain, but we beat back the fascists and we'll beat them back again.